Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, boom. There we are. Greetings, each and every last one of you. Sweet presses and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. Soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hey, tell you what, you know drill? Go ahead and give it to me. Let me know I'm coming in, because, you know, we like to be heard, because there's no need in doing a broadcast, can't be heard. Isn't that true? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Well, it's been a long week for us. We've been trying to do everything we can to keep you included. As far as where we at on the building. And I tell you, the Bible says that open review. Hey, I got mine right here. The Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. Are you able to say it? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, we have to ask ourselves sometimes, how many times do we like being rebuked, though? Oh, babe, hold on a second. I don't think y'all can hear me good. Can y'all hear me good? Let me turn his gain up a little more so we don't have to shout. All right. How do you hear me now? Is that clear? We hope you've been busy this week, each and every last one of you, and that you've had a productive week. You made room and made time for the Most High. Hallelujah. I tell you what, rather me walking up there. How about Brother Scott? Give me a check. Let me know what they say up there as far as the radio check goes. What am I getting? Am I getting nines, tens, ones, twos? I can't see because I got a reflection back here. You're going to walk halfway back. A little bit. Tens, all right, gotcha. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with the radio broadcast. Of course, you know, tonight is, I guess, questions, answers. I guess is what we'll call it, questions and answers, because that's usually what happens on 6 day night. Gives everybody an opportunity to talk to Pastor Dowell. makes you wonder why in the world would somebody want to talk to me in the first place, especially with the way that I have to talk to people. You know, for those who know me for who I am, and there's very few people who know me for who I am, they know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they know that I'm genuine in heart and in spirit. I have their best interest in mind. Hallelujah. We got a few topics we can talk about here tonight. Well, let's go ahead and get right on to your phone call. There's somebody in there from Florida named Blondie. Well, let's go ahead and go straight to the phone line. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. This is Pastor Dow. You like to talk to me, you press number one. You enter into the caller queue. You'll hear an automated voice. And that'll let you know that you're ready to be heard. Now, listen to me very closely. Sometimes we get, you know, very fond of people, and people can be very good by nature, but everybody's not Israelites. Do you understand? Everybody's just not Israelites. I don't know why, but they just not. Caller number 786-786, Florida, Sister Blondie, I guess it is. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Rich Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Narcisse.
What in the world phone number is that, man? Why I got Sister Blondie up here?
No, that's my sister's phone. That's my sister's phone. She was calling in, but she just ran to go do something.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brother Martin,
yes,
Narcisse,
sir,
how
sir.
You doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessing you, my pastor.
How can I help you? I'm here.
Yeah, so I was just calling. Yeah, we were just calling in, just listening, and just, you know, wanted to hear a voice and say Shabbat Shalom. You know, hope everything's going well. Just very excited just seeing the progress of the home you guys are building and when Israelites come together and how rapidly you can get things done. It just looks amazing, Pastor.
Yeah, we could actually go a little bit faster. We didn't have distractions and stuff. And then, of course, you know, we got the care of the farm and the community we have and stuff. You know what I mean? We just got a lot of stuff in front of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I just want to ask a quick question. I know you're a very busy man. If we all want to get to talk to you or ask you a question that comes to our mind throughout the week, would it best be to email you or use the email that's on the screen page of the homepage on Straightway Truth?
Well, there's one reason why that we have elders in the ministry. You know what I mean? We got Elder Doug,
yes, sir.
Teacher Shane. We got Elder Rufus, Elder Austin, Elder Mitchell. You know, we got elders in the ministry. And a lot of times when y'all have a lot of questions, y'all are running past these elders. Elder Frank, all of these, running past these elders. And then Elder Donnie, you know what I mean, different elders. And then if it's something that is
yes,
too
sir.
Weighty, then what they'll do is they'll bring it to my attention, and then we'll come on up from there. What I do here on 6 day night is just a luxury. Yeah, people don't understand, Brother Narcisse. It's not that I don't want to talk to people, but I don't have as much time on my hand as I did 8 years ago, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am a
not
very,
understand.
And I'm not saying I'm too busy with people, but what we try to do is narrow down the things that I actually really need to be concerned about so I can continue to keep my... I'm running a whole entire ministry, and the ministry is getting larger. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Completely. And that's why I believe that it's important that we do have these elders out here. You know, like, you know, remind me of Moses sometimes, how Moses was getting laid in burning with all the people trying to come to him, and that he, you know, he set up elders just for that exact reason. So, hallelujah for that. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor, and my sister, she's busy right now, but she was really calling to tell you how she just noticed, and I was like, you need to go to the pastor. She noticed that, and I told her, I said, man, you need to start starting in the ministry. Watch how the Most High is going to bless you, and boom. When she sold in, boom, right away, she got a promotion. She got a new job and a promotion at that. And I was telling her, this ministry ain't no like no other ministry.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing. You don't even ask. Like you said, it's 20 years, 25 years, you never put a collection plate going around the church, the tabernacle or nothing, and look. And I've seen the same. I've seen the fruit of blessing the ministry in my life financially and in other aspects and maturity in the spirit and everything. And it's just, oh, man, this ministry is from the Most High himself. And I know this is the truth. I know this is where it's at. So I just wanted to just bless you, Pastor. Keep on striving. Thank you for the elders. Thank you for the brothers. Thank you for the deacons and everyone you're setting up through the guidance of the Most High. Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to keep you long, Pastor, and love you. Stay encouraged. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Pastor. Bless you.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Well, you know, the Most High said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. Hallelujah. And, by the way, thank you, Sister Nelly, for these potato chips. These things pretty dang good. Man. Pennsylvania, Brother Roger. Call number two. Nobody's nowhere. Call number 215-215, Brother Roger. Pennsylvania's Pastor Dow.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you, sir?
I am doing all right, Brother Roger. How can I help my brother?
Sir, first of all, I want to thank the Most High Yah for placing me in this ministry amongst these young men in this region who always be there available to me to teach me, even at my advanced age, as I would put it, sir. And I want to thank Yah for you and your teachings, and I want him to keep you in strength and in health so you can continue your endeavors. That's all, sir. That's one thing I want.
Well, y'all got to hold my hands up. You have to support me any way you can, all the ways you can. You have to hold my hands up. That's how the Most High God is going to keep my hands held up. Remember, the children of Israel held up Moses' arms. When they held up his arms, they were winning the battle. When his arms started falling, they started losing.
Sir, I understand that. And it, like I said before, once I've learned this truth and it opened my eyes, I'm so glad that Yah has bless me to open up my ears and my eyes so I can see this truth, so I can hear and be able to put it into fruition. I just want to, I know you guys are busy down there. I've seen an example down when I was down the land, but I want to place a call. And I might have placed a call earlier this weekend for Elder Becker, but one of the elders I need to talk to because I want to run past this idea, what I have, what I want to do for my family, and I want to see what you're, I want to keep what I do in line with what you teach. That's all, sir. And that's what I'll probably be trying to get in touch with someone later on this week. But I want you to be encouraged, sir. Bless you. You my man. You are my Moses. That's all.
Well, hallelujah. Pray for me.
Always, sir. Always. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Brother Chili. Call number 310-310, it's Pastor Dow, doing straight with you radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Chili?
How you doing, Pastor Dow?
I'm all right. Talk up a little bit louder, Brother Chili.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm actually a few blocks away from the house. I'm just reaching home. I'm a little beach so right now in North Carolina, so I'm out in Florida right now, enjoying the weather.
Go ahead.
I have a quick question for you. My eldest brother, he lives in New York City. He's NYPD. He's 38 years old. Since I've been walking more vigorously in this walk, he's been feeling convicted to open his Bible than he ever has opened a Bible in his 38 years of life. So he's starting to clean out his pantry, and he has, quartz stuff. He's cleaning out his pantry because he's feeling convicted now not to eat pork or shellfish.
Right.
So he has a canned pork and stuff like that, and he doesn't know. And I couldn't give him a wise answer because I gave him one answer. I told him to give it away, but he doesn't know if he should give it away. But he feels bad about giving it away. So my question would be: would it be wrong to give, for example, a canned pork to a neighbor that's already eating it, or should he just throw it in the trash?
Well, the Gentiles are not under the same government rule and the law that we are. I just give it away. Because even in the law,
yes,
we could give the Gentiles certain foods that we wouldn't eat. You know, I mean, that's a lot of extensive going on. I mean, well, you feel bad giving away, give it to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what I told him, but he was so I'm glad that I'm not on a different page from you. So I just want
Y'all
to say thank you. And
him,
you have
not them.
Excuse me?
Y'all's convicted him, not them.
Crazy, yeah, absolutely. And I'm just ecstatic that this man, from being an atheist, now he's feeling convicted, man. He's trying to get the Sabbath to start going to Sabbath, but you know how working for the man, NYPD, is kind of difficult for him to get the permission to do so. But he's thinking about changing careers to be a plumber and work on his own. Just
well,
so
he should
walk out
be.
Convicted.
He should. I mean, after all them years, man, I don't know. I mean, he'd think he'd have some type of tenure, but okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say thank you and praise y'all for you and all the things abroad. And you just been you and Straightway and everything that you do have been a great blessing to my life and my family. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you.
Let's go to Maryland. Brother Cool James. Brother James. Cool. 443-443, Pastor Dow. You're on Straight Ridge Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Cool?
Bless you, Pastor! Shabbat shalom!
Shabbat shalom, family.
Well, Pastor, we didn't really have nothing to say. We just wanted to call in and encourage you, say bless you, and boy, them videos have been coming in rapid fire, but we're keeping up, though. Bless you for the wisdom. Just thank you for the example, Pastor. That's all I had. I think Brother Mike had a suggestion for a 10-part series. I'm going to let you tell you about it. 1 second, sir.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Mike. Come a little closer.
You, am I coming in clear?
I can hear you now.
I just want to say Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Man, we say, like I said, people, Brother James said, we say thanks for everything. Hey, Pastor, I was wondering if you could do like a whenever you have time, of course, like a series on like the basically the end times, and like and something along them lines.
As most I put it in my heart, I definitely will.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it, sir. We appreciate you taking our call.
Bless you, Brother Mike.
All right, brother. All right, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, family. All right. Let's go to Junior. Brother Junior, call him a 929-929. Pastor Dow, you on the Straight Ridge Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Junior?
Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, son.
Yes, sir. Man, it's been a beautiful week for me. We know this thing he, well, he preaching, Pastor, is going deeper now. So I could be on fire lit. I got had a streak going in the dead season, you know what I'm saying? You know? He was in me, you know, and go to the top. I'm gonna be a top seed, you know what I'm saying? You know? At home field advantage, you know what I'm saying? Chill.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to the top. I'm going to be on fire. I don't have surgery going. You know, fine, you know, fall from me, so I'm going to go after it, you know. I'm going to be on fire, bring fruit, like in the greenhouse.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, just staying here because there's nothing going back to. There's nothing. But, in hell is hell, but I stay right here. Like, it's getting tight, like you say, it's getting tight in a good way. Good prayer. I love challenges.
Right.
I see my sophomore. I love it. So you keep on doing what y'all do, Pastor, you know, you're doing your job. But I'm doing my job, you know, serving the Father, and that's it. You know, it ain't hard. So,
try my best.
So much,
try
Pastor,
my best, Junior.
You know? Yes, sir. So I love you so much, Pastor. So you keep going, you know. Take care. Yeah, good night. Shabbat shalom, sir.
All right, Brother Junior. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Florida again. 727-727, Brother Peter. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Ridge Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Peter?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Sir, I owe you an apology, and I owe the Saints an apology. And
I read your letters.
Hallelujah. I just feel like I have to say it in a voice just to get this, you know, this ping out of my flesh. That
all right.
I apologize for being presumptuous and not following the protocol and being ignorant of Yah's counsel, and now realizing that Yah's counsel is going to save me. Yah's counsel, the instruction, and hearing and doing that instruction is only going to come and make you enter into eternal life, because
yeah.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing to have what Yah has ordained and what He has convicted you to stay committed in this walk, for us to hear this truth in order to have the weapons in this warfare to enter into eternal life in Jesus Christ. So I just want to say I apologize, and I thank you, and I thank all the saints that reproved me up there, and the only way is to stay near the fire. So thank you, Pastor, and thank you, saints, for everything.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Pennsylvania. Apology accepted. Brother Arcelio, call at number 717-717. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Survey Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Arcelio?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, sir.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. We've been really excited about the videos you've been putting out. The recent one have been very, very, as always, challenging, and also uplifting. God never is incomplete with you. He always gives a wonderful message. There's always a challenge in our character, and there's also always an uplifting message that comes from you, and this is something that really sticks to my heart and really rips open my boundaries. So I appreciate the way that Yah uses you to make men men and women women. And you put people in their perspective place, leadership, as well as those who follow leadership and those who are supposed to lead by example and those who are supposed to fight against murmuring and complaining. Everything is so complete in the teaching from you. Only the spirit of the Most High Yah can have a man teach so complete as you. Bless you. Thank you. We appreciate you, sir. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you, sir. There are some saints who want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, so I'm going to turn it over to them.
All right.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Rob. Also, I just want to say thank you for everything, and I can't wait to, I think Passover, so we can get back down there. Me and Sister Katie can come back down and see you guys. You know, we wanted to come down sometime sooner, but there's a lot going on up here, and we just thankful for everything, and, Shabbat shalom.
Hey, did you enjoy y'all first time down here?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did. It was actually my first time that far out of Pennsylvania. Remember, we drove 12 hours. I never drove that far, and it was different because I'm so used to seeing like the highway and buildings. I never saw like the highway and mountains. You know. Where there's no houses and there's no people. So it was like,
yep.
It was different. It seemed very peaceful, you know.
Well, we
just
like it.
Even
it is
between,
very peaceful.
Yes, yes, yes. Comparing it to the city life, It's very peaceful, Pat. Very peaceful.
Well, y'all, make sure y'all hold up Elder Felix's hand and Brother Shannon, y'all make sure y'all don't give him any trouble up there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive, Pastor. Receive.
All right. Well, bless you again.
It's Brother Jay and a couple of the sisters. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Val. How are you, sir?
All right, Brother Jason. What about it?
Oh, man. It's just good to hear your voice, sir. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Man, that debate, Pastor. I don't even know what else to say, man. But I will say this, is that I learned so much from you in that moment. I mean, your ability to be such advocate for truth. I mean, you know, you don't have no partiality. You don't have no respect for persons. I mean, the Father, the Spirit was just overwhelming with you. And we had a front row seat to this. And so you taught me pure servitude, sir. You know, and hey man, I'm lazy. I gotta get to work. Like you, listen. Just looking at you is an open rebuke. I promise you. It's an open rebuke. Saying, hey, what am I doing to further the kingdom? What am I doing that's for everybody else? When do I labor and service for everybody else? When am I tired for working for everybody else? No, I'm tired of working for my own damn self and my own paycheck and my own money. Oh, Father, please. Oh, mercy. I just thank you, Pastor, you know, and I feel like you're underappreciated, sir. I feel like you're very underappreciated, and words can really do nothing for you because you've seen it all, you've done it all. And I just hope that my fruit, our fruit, will prove to be what Father has set us to do, to hold your hands up and to further the mission and do what we need to do necessary, sir. So I just thank you, sir. I really do.
Well, hallelujah. I appreciate the encouraging words, Brother Jason. I mean, I hear them every once in a while, but I tell you what, it sure is nice to be appreciated, man. You know, I labor for the saints, first of all, because number one, I have an extreme love for Yah. Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, and I love his people. And I remember how I felt when I knew I was lied to. Oh, man, you talking about offended, making me mad. Boy,
yes, sir.
Man, whenever I found out I've been lied to about something, you will see me vigorously go after truth. And I don't care what that truth is. I don't care if the public opinion hates it. It's a social stigma. If people are embarrassed of the truth or not, makes no difference to me. It sets free. I love Yah because he is the truth, and I'm going to support it, defend it, and go against wind and tide. I don't care what people say.
Hallelujah, sir, and it's all over you, and we bless you for, we bless the Father for you. I would just ask, you know, and humbly, in your wisdom, because you're a man that has lived it for 25 years, and if we don't bow ourselves to you, we are fools. I would say, in your advice, in best practices, you know, how and what should we be doing and conducting ourselves? You know, because I feel like I'm just not doing enough. So I need to know from you, straight from the hip, you know, in front of everybody, rebuke whatever we need to do. Please say it. What do we need to be doing that we're not doing, sir? And bless you.
Whatever you see me do, do it. Whatever you see me, the way I live, preach, and teach, do it. Follow me as I follow Christ, and you'll be on the path. That's just the truth. You got a good elder up there, too, as well. I just need y'all to hold my hands up, man. Support me any way you can so we can continue to keep getting this word out. And getting his truth out to people and help saving more souls.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I receive. I receive. I thank you. I bless you. I pray for your health and get some rest. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom, sir. And Sister Zia wants to say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom. Hey, come a little bit closer, Sister Kay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Sister. I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you for that letter. I gave it to them, and they did a fast thing. I could have this Friday off. So, usually it takes like a week, but it only took a few hours.
So, the letter worked out just fine for you?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Well, hallelujah. How'd you like your first journey down here to Straightway, Katie?
It was great. I agree with Brother Rob about the mountains. Very beautiful and very peaceful. And it was very peaceful on the land, too, and very beautiful also. I loved it.
Well, you see the reason why Pastor Dow live out in the boonies?
Yes, sir.
It's more safe right here with the animals than with human beings.
Yes, sir, that's true. That's true.
So the letter worked very fine for you, huh?
Yes, it worked so fine that I don't have to work on Friday ever.
Give y'all the glory, huh? Give y'all the glory.
All right. Shabbat Shalom,
people,
and I love you.
Hey, Sister Katie, most people don't know what we're talking about. Fill people in on what we're talking about, please.
I cry sometimes.
Come a little closer. We're losing your voice again. You there, Katie?
I'm sorry. I had
Katie, you crying?
No. No, sir. No, my husband was trying to tell me something, but I don't understand what he's saying.
Tell everybody what he done for you about the paper, and he tried to work him on the Shabbat.
Tell everybody who.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow over here. I'm sorry.
You basically just gave me a letter, like a very, very good letter for take a half off on Shabbat. Because my job was telling me that I couldn't have off on a Shabbat without the letter. And I gave a letter, and it worked.
All right.
And I love you, and thank you for that. And there's two other sisters that want to talk with that woman. Bye, Shalom.
Shalom.
Bless you, Pastor Dow, Sister Ayana.
Bless you, sister.
Bless you, sir. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom to you and Mother Carol and all the brothers and sisters and all the family scattered abroad. I just want to say bless y'all, and I love y'all, and I hope that we make it through this season righteously.
Well, I hope y'all make it through the dead season, too. I really truly do, because Satan's going to be trying y'all, I promise you.
Yes, sir. It's already been happening. I think we have it in us. We're leaning on the Father's strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Shabbat
Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom.
We love you.
Pastor.
Hallelujah. That was Pennsylvania, Saints. Let's go to Brother Mike, 646 New York, New York. Brother Mike, Pastor. Straight Richard Radio Broadcast. I can help, Brother Mike.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing this evening?
Doing well. Doing well. How can I help you?
Sir, I'm actually with the brothers in New York right now. We're actually just fellowshipping together, Pastor. Me, I just wanted to tell you I love you. Thank you for all that you have done. I thank the Father. I bless Yeshua HaMashiach for even putting me into this ministry, because I don't know if there'd be anywhere else I would be able to get to the Shemayim, because my goal is to get to Shemayim, and I ain't got nobody else to follow but you, as you follow Christ, Pastor. And I'm thankful for it, because I can't do it without someone who's showing me how to do it. And I bless the Father, because I got my opportunity, and I just got to strive for it to the end. Hallelujah, Pastor.
Well, hallelujah. Bless you, son.
Oh, bless you, Pastor. I got some other brothers here that want to say Shabbat Shalom. I love you.
Sure.
I love all the saints. Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Steve here.
And bless you, Brother Steve. I know that voice from anybody.
Say that one more time.
I said, I know that voice from anybody.
Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor.
Oh, thank you for the book, man. We really enjoyed the photo album.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Esther worked very hard on putting that together. And we appreciate anything that would uplift you guys, because you have done so much for us personally. Back to the truth, even in our marriage, we can thank you so much for. I'm very happy you received it. Hallelujah.
Hey, how's Esther, mom, and them doing? Are they still hanging in there? Are they watching every opportunity they get?
Oh, yeah, they are, actually. She's very intelligent, especially the sister to sister. Her mother really enjoys the show.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Hallelujah. Pastor, I just wanted to thank you once again for always giving us the truth, Father. These past weeks, you hitting a lot on polygyny and the truth of marriage, once again, it's always enlightening to even give us, allowing us for the words that you give to even fall into our ears. It's really enlightened me, especially, Father, to even walk even more straight, whether there's people in front of me watching me or behind my back. It's like
there's
a certain spirit within us all that really needs to be pressing, that we walk circumspectly wherever we go. And it's really inspired me to really pay attention to more of the character that I have, where I should be able to be strong enough to provide for my wife, and if I have another one, for the future. And there's certain very specific character traits that we need to have, and Sister Gina really brought that through. And watching her interview and listening to it over and over again, man, you hear nuggets every time you hear it. Over and over again, you find something new. And I just want to thank you for the labor that you do for us, Father, Pastor, because the truth that I hear here, I did not hear it anywhere, not even from my fleshly father. So I thank the Father for giving us the opportunity to destroy the curses that are on our minds, especially back from to Willie Lynch. And just thank you, Pastor, for all that you've done.
Well, hang on in there, son. Love your wife. Keep enjoying life, brother. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged. Man, we need strong, encouraged people that are always loving the Most High.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I got a few more brothers here.
Shabbat Shalom, my professor. Shabbat Shalom. It's Brother Dominic here.
Bless you, son.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom to you and the rest of the saints. I just wanted to come on and tell you, you know, just like everybody else, how much I appreciate you. You've been laying some heavy hitters out lately, and it's been a lot to chew on, but we are eating very well here. One thing that I realized, Pastor, this road is getting very narrow.
Yes.
It is getting very narrow. And one thing that me and the brothers here, we were talking about just earlier, and we were just really just praising the Father and just appreciating the timing that he actually brought us into the fold. Because we don't know if it was a month later or 2 months later, maybe we would have heard something that we couldn't really stomach and we wouldn't be here. But we've just been praising the Father and just seeing this road get so narrow, we're trying to walk in a way that we are truly emitting His righteousness. I just had a question. We always talk about the dead season, making it through the dead season. What is there a significance in that?
Well, what it is, Brother Dominic, is a good question because a lot of people hear us talking about it over and over again. That's something that I actually term personally myself. Reason being is because, you know, our feast, where the Most High Yah has given us His feast, is the feast of the Most High Yah, and we're invited to. It starts in the springtime, in life, you know, when life begins. You know, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, Feast of First Fruits. And then we have another feast there in mid-spring, Feast of Pentecost. Then we have the Fall Feast, which is, you know, Trumpets, Atonement, Tabernacles. All right? And we're talking about dead season because from the last day, the eighth day, Tabernacles, we have from that time all the way up until Passover again, before we can see each other again, before Yah's feast actually comes back around again, because Yah's feast, what they do is they keep us encouraged. They keep our minds focused, centered, and our attention centered on Him. So we got October, November, December, January, February. We got 6 months, man. 6 months of no feast days. 6 months, man, of no commanded feast. I know people talk about Hanukkah and all this old other junk. But, man, this is the time that the pagans and the heathens come alive. They Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the Thanksgivings. Then they got the New Year's Day. They got they got Christmas, Christmas Eve. They got the New Year's Day. They have St. Patrick's Day. They have Valentine's Day. Man, they got all kinds of days, man. See, now you see the reason why I call it the dead season?
Yes, sir. Wow.
And for 6 months, we got to try to maintain the same faith and the encouragement that we had when we left Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan is going to be working on us. That's why I preach and teach hard, rebuke. You know, the Bible says preach the word. It says reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And do it with all long suffering. Because the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust will they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. See, this is the time of the season when everybody starts eating off other tables and seeing what somebody else got to say, and they get snared by the devil. And next thing you know, man, their life is in the shambles and turned all upside down, and it's just a mess, man. That's why I call it the dead season.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you for clearing that up. That is a lot. That is a lot.
It is.
Wow. All right, my pastor. Well, Shabbat Shalom to you. I have one more brother here that wants to say Shabbat Shalom, okay?
All right.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How you doing? This is Brother Nick.
Hey, Brother Nick. All right, my brother. Brother Nick, I ain't had a chance to get to that trumpet yet because I've been having my hands knee-deep in that house.
No, it's absolutely all right, my pastor. It's absolutely all right. I know you're a busy man, and I know you have a lot on your plate. But I'm glad you appreciate it, and whenever you get a chance, you know, I hope it suits you well.
I'm going to get to it, I promise you that. I may be able to hit a few licks, man, at Passover.
Hallelujah. I can't wait to hear you. Maybe you could teach me something as well.
Oh, no. If anything, I'm going to have to sit down at your feet and get a few lessons and get taught. And I don't mind sitting at your feet and being taught, especially when it's something I don't know. I need educating. I don't mind humbling myself being educated, my brother. Don't mind at all.
You know, it's funny because you just throw the words right out of my mouth. You know, is it possible to read a quick passage for you?
Sure.
I'm reading 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, Yah is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I say this because, to reiterate from what Brother Dominique said, you know, we found you just in time, you know. I could speak only for myself, but the 20-plus years of constantly living in darkness, you know, full of lies, and for the Most High to be considerate of me, to lead me to a man of Yah such as yourself, you know, I'm gladly able to sit by your, you know, by your feet and learn from a man of Yah with such an excellent spirit such as yours. You know, I see your lifestyle. I see that you're definitely not a man of just words, but of action. You know, I remember you told us that during Tabernacles that you would have the house built faster if so much brothers weren't here, and I was laughing. But when I saw the YouTube video and I saw all the walls put up, you got the roof starting to be put up, and I'm just like, man, Pastor is really, he gets after it, you know. So I'm really glad that you're able to be such a wonderful example to us, you know, young men growing up in this ministry. And I can only pray that, you know, I can one day be as a man such as you, Pastor. I say thank you for everything. Thank you for all the saints at Straightway. And Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Nick. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, New York. Love y'all. Be encouraged. Don't never lose the fire.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I need to throw this in there. You know, I know that I do a lot of things, and y'all see the videos and stuff because I make the videos. But I have a good support team. I really, truly do. Elder Doug, Brother James, Brother Britt, Brother Scott, they're faithful. They're Elias, Gabriel, Ariel, and then the brethren that live off the land that are able to make it here first days, they come out and they help as much as they can on the land, which I greatly appreciate, because my vision for everybody, even including Straightway that's moved around here off the land, is to eventually get them on a piece of land so they can actually be with each other. And I tell you, they're moving too. But, you know, we do all these things to be encouraged, you know, or to be an encouragement to each and every last one of you. We're in the process now of teaching the younger people, and Brother Brett and Brother Scott is really catching on. They went down to South Carolina with Elder Doug, and they set, Elder Doug and them set the seal plate, the boats and everything, and Brother Scott and Brother Brett had only had one practice of doing pillars up here at Straightway at that undisclosed location there in Kentucky. And, man, they went down and they got a good old baptism in pillars. Man, they had to do three times the amount of pillars, if not four times the amount of pillars down in South Carolina. We only had to do four pillars up here. I think they did like 20-something pillars down there. And it's because of the experience and them paying attention to detail, they got it. And, of course, then we have the brethren that actually help bring in the funds, the resources to help support the community. Brother Rich, Teacher Shane, Doug Bell. Of course, Brother Shane does a lot of welding and everything else when he's here on the community. And the brothers, they still come out and they help out. They work hard. They do when they're here. Brother Victor, I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on about the type of character people that we have on the community, and those who attend Shabbat service when they can, that is close to the community and around the community. I mean, I love all the Israelites. I really, truly do. It's such a blessing. Glory to the King. Arizona, Brother Word. Call number 602-602. Brother Word, what you got? What you got?
Shalom, my shepherd. Am I coming in clearly?
coming in clear. You know, bro, word, it took me a little while I actually was able to hear that song. Of course, you know, as soon as I heard it, I posted it up, my brother.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I just put out music to encourage the saints. You know, y'all gave me a gift, and I just share freely. I receive freely. I give. You know, and I don't really promote my music like that because I figure if the Most High wants somebody to hear it, he'll lead them to it. But I just put it out there, and you know, hopefully I got a reward in the kingdom for it. So, but bless the Father name for you sharing it.
Hallelujah. What you got, my bro?
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and the saints on the land and scattered abroad. And hallelujah for the restoration of all things. I am so privileged to be a part of this ministry, and I thank y'all for it. I just wanted to share an update with you. So it's been 2 weeks ago, it was like 90 days at my new gig, and they put it on my y'all put it on my boss's heart to bless me with a little bit more conversation. My hands has been very blessed there. I'm becoming a very good fabricator. My welding is getting a lot better. So I still got a lot of growing to do, still got a lot to learn, but I'm very excited about the future and about what y'all is doing with me and with the ministry. So I just wanted to share that update with you and let you know everything is good out here. So that's it.
Glory to the King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, yeah, that's all I have for you, Pastor. I can't wait to hear the message tomorrow. Again, Shabbat Shalom to you and all the saints, and many blessings to you and much agape to you.
Hallelujah. You too, my brother. Appreciate the video. Keep holding it down out there. You in Colorado, ain't that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just haven't changed my my number because I figured I might as well keep it because, you know, I gave out my number a lot to people when I was, like, you know, sharing the word with them or something. So just in case the Most High put it on somebody's heart to call me, I wanted to keep the same number.
So. Gotcha. All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let's go to Minnesota, Brother David. It's Pastor Dow, you on the Straight with You radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother David?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you doing?
Doing well, son. Shabbat Shalom. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom. Well, I got three questions for you, sir. The first question is, it goes a little bit in depth, but it's three questions in total. I want to go to a scripture real quick. It's 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. And then you let me know if you want me to read it or if you want to look it up. It says, 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Verse 6, and his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. Verse 7, and he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. Verse 8, but Zadok the priest and Benaiah, the son of Jehudiah, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen, fat cattle by the stone of Zophelus, which is by Engoroth, and called all his brethren, the sons, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan and the prophet and Benaiah, the mighty men and Solomon, his brother, he called not." So first part, I just want to make sure that I'm thinking in the right pattern here, Pastor. Adonijah, he exalted himself, but he also confirmed through Joab and Abiathar the priest. Was he righteous in his approach, or was he doing his own will?
He was doing his own will.
Yes, sir. So would I be correct to say, even though he confirmed through two or three witnesses, according to the law, David never condemned him, he was still in sin in that perspective?
As far as I can ascertain right now, been a little while since I actually read the story, but as soon as you start reading it, I go, oh, yeah, But no, he did his own will. There's a way that everything goes as far as the confirmation goes, as far as the priesthood goes, or any leadership as far as that goes.
Yes, sir. And, man, the reason I asked, just everything you've been saying, you know, I think, I guess we just really got to be led by the Spirit and keep listening to you. Did we conclude then, I guess, are there times where even though we confirm things by the law, it is not ordained by Yah?
Remember, the Apostle Saul has said all things are lawful, but all things are not expedient. You may get something in your spirit. But there's a time for everything. You understand what I mean? You may get something in your spirit, but then there's a time that is ordained to bring it forward. And when you're trying to force it to come to pass on your own, you're exercising presumptuousness and self-will and doing your own thing.
Wow. Man, yes, sir, I'm guilty of that, Pastor, that's for sure.
Well, a lot of people are guilty, especially these old people in Israel who think they know the word of Yah. They know it mentally in their mind, but it really truly ain't in their heart. We got a lot of presumptuous people in Israel.
Yes, sir. And this kind of goes with the first just part of the question. How can we further confirm Yah's will in our lives, making sure that we do not do our own will and making it to the kingdom in our wedding garment?
I know that people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to say it again. Yah has a structure, and Yah has an order. In our old covenant, he had prophets, priests, judges, kings, over and over again. New Testament, he has apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And we have to be under some type of structure. Nobody is an island unto themselves. I mean, Paul himself even turned around and told Titus and Timothy to go down and ordain elders in every city. There was a structure. There was a structure there. Christ told the men to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. Order. Structure. Over and over and over again. But see, today we want to be a part of a ministry, but we don't want nobody in the ministry to tell us how we ought to conduct our lives, both naturally and spiritually, in order to be lawful. I mean, after all, we done grew up in a pagan, heathen, Gentile culture, and it's amazing how nobody wants to be led in the way of righteousness, but to assume that you already got it when the truth is you don't. We have to be under tutors. We have to be under governors to a time upon it. We need to obey them. They have to rule over us. We need to submit ourselves, period. Yah has a structure.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Man, that just speaks directly to my heart, Pastor. I appreciate that. I guess it's time for the next question number two.
We got a bad connection, my brother. Bad connection.
Can you, here, let me get closer 1 second.
All right, I got
is this
you now.
Better, Pastor? Okay, yes, sir. Second question, real quick, Pastor. So I
second.
On going
I thought we was on the second.
I apologize, Pastor. You know what? You might be right. I apologize. So just the next question would be, I plan on going to trade school, and I have a desire for carpentry, but also electrical work. My question would be, if we get hit with the EMP, would it be wise even to go to electrical school to learn that trade, even if we get hit with an EMP? Would it be wiser to do carpentry instead?
I wouldn't worry about EMPs and all that other stuff. It's going to happen, it's going to happen. And no matter what you have in the skills, it ain't going to do you no good anyway if you can't see in the dark anyway. So the bottom line is, the Bible teaches us to occupy till he comes. In other words, you continue on, keep going forward, learning all the trades and skills that you can, doing that. And then let the chips fall where it lies. That's what it does. So if you have your heart set on electrical, then go that route. Because if you have a skill in electrician, you can actually go just about anywhere and be an electrician.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, I'll end it right there. I'll save the next question for another day. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom. And sister wants to say Shabbat shalom real quick.
Well, bless all the Israelites up there. Bless you, Sister Evelyn. Bless you. How are you doing?
Thank you, Pastor Dowell. Oh, I'm doing really well. I'm trying to find a balance being a mother and a wife. So I'm enduring.
Hey, how heavy was that baby, Sister Evelyn?
Like 6.5 pounds.
Woo, man, you barely weigh 18 or 20 yourself.
Yeah, he's about 8 pounds now.
Woo!
Yeah.
Little healthy Israelite.
Yes, sir, but she's doing very well. She's very healthy. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
sir,
to the King.
Shabbat Shalom, and shout out to all the saints on the land. Bless you all.
Hey. Y'all get yourself together and ready so we can see y'all at Passover.
Yes, sir. We'll be ready. Y'all willing.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Bless y'all. Bless you, Brother David. Hold it down. Salute all the saints. Most High Yah up in Minnesota, Brother Cody, Brother Carl, his family, and all them. Brother Jordan, all them, man. Glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, where we at? Hold on, saints. Let's go to Georgia, Sister Sakaya, 404, Pastor Dallas. You on the street with you, radio broadcast. Man, I'm, whoo, it's getting a long way away. How can I help you, sister? Uh-oh, that's a bad connection. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
sir. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
That's the Most High y'all highly favored.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I called basically because I have some questions. Some questions, I'm not going to say that. That's the wrong word. I have a question. It's mainly about a meaning of a word that I've been seeing a lot lately, and I know it speaks of the character of the Messiah as well. The word I'm speaking of is meek, M-E-E-K, and according to the dictionary, the English version has it as poor, lowly, abased. I'm not too sure if that's the right meaning for that, but I went to the Greek and Strong for the Hebrew as well. In the Greek, it's G-4235, I guess that's Kraus. Gentle, mild, meek, and then in the Hebrew it's anah. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Arav, H-60-35. And it basically says the same thing, kind of like the English version. Poor, humble, afflicted, meek, poor, needy, poor, weak, and afflicted. And I'm not understanding how that character describes the Messiah, where it says, you know, take on, what is it, cast your burden to me and take my yoke because it's light. I am meek and lowly in spirit. And I've been seeing it a lot. The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the land. And I just really don't understand, based off the English and how the Western culture has taken that word. I don't really understand. And I was calling to get some understanding from you, sir.
Well, again, it's based on our cultural rearing in this Gentile, pagan, heathen culture. Because check this out. Most people wouldn't think Moses was meek at all, you know, meek at all, because Moses had a lot of Israelites killed. And you think about this. Yet, the Bible said he was meek as above all men. And then most people wouldn't think that the Messiah is meek. They may say it with their mind, or I mean with their mouth, but not with their mind, because check this out. The Messiah made a whip and whipped the money changers. Who going to associate that with meekness? Or who's going to associate the Messiah calling the scribes and Pharisees a child of the devil? You know what I mean? You brood of vipers. You hypocrites. You know, how can you escape the damnation of hell to come? You know, when people start talking like that, people don't associate that with meekness. Yet and still, prophecy said he was meek, humble, lowly in heart. So was Moses. So when you're looking at the definition of meek, everybody thinks it's this Pope Pius attitude. The rest of these other Christian preachers running around with a pious look on their face, They call that meat. But that ain't meat. This is a character. It's a spirit. It's a spirit in being lowly and humble when need to be. But when it's time to rise up and be a man of war, it doesn't take away the designation of meekness from you. It's being able to comprehend and understand everything from the Hebrew.
Okay. So would it be safe to say that meek is more so, because we speak of the Messiah and Moses, would it be more so meek is strength under control or might under control or something along those lines maybe?
Well, you could say that. A lot of people would never associate meek with being meek. But then those who are informed of the scriptures and know, I've had people come up to me and say, Pastor, you're the most humblest and meekest man I ever met. But then when people hear me talking in society because of the conditioning process they've had, the bizarre behavior that's been sowed in them, they wouldn't dare call me meek because of the wickedness that's in their heart. That's because they don't know what y'all said. So, yeah, you could say it's basically strength under control, but it's just, it's a spirit. It's about no when to actually rise up, when to stay low. It's an attitude. It's an attitude towards Yah, first and foremost, towards Him.
Okay, understood. So it's humble is basically when you humble yourself, it's like putting the other person before you. Like if I humble myself before my supervisor, it's basically me understanding that I was once in a position where I didn't know anything, or I was once in a position where I was this way, and I am to think of them in that same light, like, oh, not a poor me type of thing, but a Father help them type of thing, allow me to help them. Is that more like what humble means?
Humble yourself is where you voluntarily make yourself low. Kind of like what I'm doing with a lot of these bull-headed women who call themselves wives, but they really ain't wives at all. They have not as fully assimilated with their husbands, so I have to help out these husbands to try to straighten out their house because they ain't got enough strength to do it themselves. So, you know, right. If anybody's preaching and teaching the word, if you got enough intestinal fortitude and integrity heart to speak and teach the word, when the word comes along, gives people something to consider, then they would actually turn around and have the opportunity to humble themselves because they know it's the truth. But you know what I mean? So humbleness is people voluntarily submitting themselves to the proper order of Yah.
Oh, wow. That makes way more sense. That I understand. Okay, humble yourself under the mighty hand of Yah is the same equivalent of humbling yourself as a wife or a concubine, like Sister Gina said, under your husband. Or in the authority world of the world, it would be your supervisor. You humble yourself under your supervisor because they're in authority over you.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Great understanding. You always bring understanding to me, Pastor. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. I was stumbling on these words like, man, I don't understand. I can't really say these words because I really don't understand it. So it doesn't really have, it's not really taking root. If I don't understand the word, it's not going to take root in my heart. And I really want to, you know, I got to hide it in there. So.
All right. Well, bless you.
Bless you too, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Watch it on. Tennessee, call number 615. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. Well, where we at? Man, this thing is jumping around. How can I help you there, Tennessee?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
Brother James, can you hear me?
It's Brother James?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on with it, Brother James.
It's hard to talk on this phone. I'm not used to talking on these cell phones.
Go ahead, Brother James.
Yes, sir. I would like to talk to you about a lot of things have changed in my life here recently, and I'd like your blessing to speak my mind.
Go ahead. Have fun.
Yes, sir. I'd like to speak to Israel. I took Sister Charlene is my wife during Tabernacles, and that was a no-no. I had a commitment to the pastor and the elders, and I have breached a trust and a commitment to my pastors and elders, and in doing that, I have brought dishonor on my house, on my pastors, my elders, my teachers, my deacons, and my ministers, and I have brought dishonor on the saints of Straightway and the saints of Israel. And I am very saddened by those things that I have done. And on top of that, I have, at Straightway, within those gates, I have witnessed things, and I have had offenses come upon me. And as a result, I have left the gates of Straightway. And it's been a burden on me because I have not been able to address, especially the saints within the gates of Straightway, about these things. I don't like walking in darkness and committing in darkness. And I'm just a man. I'm not above anything else. And I just want to say to Israel that I'm very sorry for what I have done. I have left the gates of Straightways by my own free will and my own commitments. And I'm not here to kill, steal, or destroy nobody. And I have been in darkness because I have not announced these things. And I've gone to my elders. I've gone to peoples, my brethren, and I feel like I'm walking on eggshells, and I don't want to be put, I don't want to walk in darkness. I want to be out forward in all these things. And I have left Straightway by my own free will because I have to walk out my own salvation, and I have offenses on me, and it burdens me very badly. Because it's so real to me. It ain't real to nobody else. And I listen to the same word and the same teachings that everybody answers to, and I'm in dire straits. And I would just like to say to Israel that I am sorry if I have offended anybody, especially those my brother and sisters in the gates of Straightway. I love you. And I thank you for having me, inviting me into your house. And I have talked to you, Pastor, and we have come to agreements. And I'm just so sorry, and I just want to say that I'm a man. I'm fallible. I'm flawed in all my ways. And that those that know me understand the man I am. And I'm going to leave it at that. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, Brother James. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Minnesota. Call number 218-218, Pastor Dow. You're on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you down in Minnesota.
Bless you, Pastor Dow. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
Hallelujah. This is Brother George. I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to you, Pastor.
Man, how you been doing, Brother Jordan?
I've been doing very well. I've definitely taken the encouragement from, all the building that we were doing down there at Straightway, and I've pursued, starting to do carpentry work and taking Brother Vernon's advice. And it was just a blessing being down there and meeting all of you.
What was Brother Vernon's advice?
Brother Vernon just suggested for me to go right into carpentry. He told me that I have a knack for it and just go for it, so...
Remember I told you you have a fast mind? You pick up on stuff fast?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Whatever the Most High leads you to pursue to you, hallelujah. Go for it.
Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to say blessings to all of the members of Straightway, everybody who's listening. I definitely miss all of you. And I miss you especially, too, Pastor Dowell, and all the saints that are down there at Straightway.
Hallelujah. Miss you too, my brother. Be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else? Sir.
No, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Go to Alabama. Brother Reuben. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. I can tell Brother Reuben.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Ruben.
Yes, sir. The devil, he kind of had me bound. He didn't want me to get his testimony or something that happened earlier this week. But my son was out. All three of my sons was out bike riding with their grandfather. And my oldest son ended up having an accident. And he fell, he hit a tree, went into a fence. He got hurt pretty good. And when the fire department came out, they told me he needed to go to the hospital. So they called me on the phone and let me know that they're going to take him to the hospital. So I said, okay, I'll be up there. So they took him to the hospital, and I get up there, and they got him in a wheelchair. He couldn't walk. He was in a lot of pain. And I know my son. I know when he's putting on, but I knew he was hurt bad.
Right.
And so we got back in the room, and they laid him on the bed, and then he looked at me, and he said that he had tears in his eyes. He said, Dad, he said, I need you to pray for me. He said, I need you to lay hands on me. I said, all right. So I laid hands on him, asked him where his leg. He said his whole leg was hurt. He couldn't walk on it. He couldn't stand on it. He couldn't stretch it out. And so I laid hands on his leg, and I prayed for him. And after I prayed for him, they took him back to get some x-rays and stuff. It might not have been 20 minutes later. He got up. He stood on his leg, and he was able to walk. And when we left there, they tried to get him a wheelchair. He didn't even, need a wheelchair. He didn't have any broken bones or any torn ligaments or anything like that. He was able to walk out on his own wheel.
You. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Man, I tell you, them biceps can be pretty dangerous, man. I remember when I was young, man, I took off down this hill, jumped this curb and ran smack dab head first into a brick wall. Probably going about 35, 40 miles an hour, too, man. Woo-wee!
Yes, sir.
So, man, I feel for him. Believe you me, I feel for him. I know what he's going through.
Yes, sir. I give the glory to the Father because he definitely healed him. I was blessed that day.
Sound like the Most High Yah heard you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My father, he said, I knew what type of condition that he was in when he came in the hospital because they took him there. And he said, you went back there and you laid hands on him. He said, it got to be something what they teaching you. You know, the way he talks of it, he said, it got to be something what they teaching you.
Yeah, you should have said to him, it damn sure ain't Baptist either.
I said, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, it's the Father. Just work through, man.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's all I had, Pastor. I just wanted to call and give that quick testimony.
All right, my brother. Good hearing from you, Brother Ruben. Y'all be encouraged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, the Father does work. He works with us. That's what he does. Most people don't understand that. He can do a lot more if we're just willing to do it. Man, we got so much to learn. A lot of things I need to go back and revisit again because we have so many new people in the ministry that's never heard me preaching, teaching, and demonstrating healing. By the way, Brother Samuel made a very good statement. This book is talking about he knows Yah, talking about Mr. Roberts. Man, as long as his wife been crippled, as long as she's been barren, you'd think that he would, if he believed in Yah, he'd have prayed for her and got healed rather than worried about if everybody else healed or not and called him a bunch of lies when he said I'd be a liar himself. Anyway, all right, let me move on. Ohio. Brother Jermaine, passed out. You know, straight with you, radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jermaine.
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom to all the saints. Pastor, I didn't want to talk too long on here. I just wanted to give a blessing to all the saints all across the diaspora and eat there at Straightway. So hold on 1 second.
Shalom. This is Mother
Shalom,
Beasley.
Mother.
couldn't.
Bless your mother.
I just thank you. I just wanted to call and thank all of you people there on the straightway and you, Pastor, for being your prayers and your blessing. And now I'm back home, and I thank you for everything you've done.
How are you walking around, Mother Beasley?
I'm walking with a small walker. And about a couple of weeks ago, a small walker, and a couple of weeks ago, I would stand up, and I couldn't do that.
Oh.
Doesn't it say in the scripture somewhere, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? And I believe it time I step, I did that. And so I love, so all my love and my prayers go back to you and keep on doing what you're doing. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. I will, Mom. Brother Jermaine sent me a video of you when you was in your rehab walking again. Mm-hmm. I was encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I kept telling me I have to do it. If I wanted to get up and walk, then I have to walk.
That's true.
So send all my love to you and keep taking care of the children there on the place. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, Mother Beasley. Shabbat Shalom. I tell you what, that was a blessing to be able to hear Mother Beasley. Isn't that beautiful? Mother Beasley's been through some therapy. Now she's walking. Everybody goes, it ain't no big deal. That's a big deal when you're 92 years old. Man, glory to the King. That's good to hear. Now, I know anything about them. Most people don't know that Mother Beasley, she's in her 90s, man. And she would make every feast. She would make unleavened bread, Pentecost. She come to tabernacles 3 times a year. She come, her and Brother Jermaine. Faithful. Be here. I mean, get out. 90-something years old. Trekking hours, 6 hours one way, over the road just to get here. Mother Beasley be getting after it. She's an example. Everybody should follow and want to strive after. I can only hope and pray. And I think that if I, I done put my body through a lot of abuse over the years. I really have. But I think that if I really, really, truly, really, really, truly think about this for a second, and I really, truly start taking care of myself a certain way because I got to keep working, because the worst thing you can do in life, especially when you get older, is stop moving. Man, that's mistake number one. You're going to feel pains. You're going to feel aches. You're going to feel them every single day of your life. But the one thing you don't want to do is stop moving. Man. And, of course, you don't want to stop drinking water. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, boy, these some good chips right here, man. This thing says certified gluten-free. Non-GMO, non-trans fat, no MSG, no cholesterol, K for culture, green energy we use. Man, that's a good chips right here, man. We need to let the saints. What them things is right there, some type of avocado stuff. Anyway, and they taste good, too. Hallelujah. Hey, anyway, saints, love y'all. I'll see y'all Shabbat morning, all right? King coming. I bless each and every last one of you. Sweet, precious, and strong. The victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King, is coming. Be encouraged straightway, and don't forget, let the ads play on YouTube if you don't mind, please. Let them play, all right? I love y'all. King coming.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.